The mother of man who killed one woman and injured six others in stabbing rampage outside the Lynn Valley Library 2 years ago told a judge in a letter Friday that her family repeatedly tried to get help for her son's deteriorating mental health and addiction issues but was turned away. In a letter read out in French in a new Westminster courtroom by defense lawyer Georges Rivard, the mother of Yannick Bandaugou, 30, said her son has had mental health and addiction issues for many years, including multiple psychotic episodes. Many times, both Bandaugou and his family tried to get help but were turned away at hospitals and told by corrections officers there was nothing they could do, she wrote, adding the pandemic made her son's problems worse. This problem is bigger than me, bigger than our family, Rivard quoted from the mother's letter. We did not provide him with proper care. The mother wrote that if her son's mental health issues had been taken seriously, the tragedy could have been avoided. The letter from Bandaugou's mother was read Friday morning on the third day of the sentencing hearing for Bandaugou in BC Supreme Court. Bandaugou, who is from Montreal, has pleaded guilty to one charge of second-degree murder, five counts of attempted murder and one count of aggravated assault. According to an agreed statement of facts previously entered in the case, Bandaugou fatally stabbed one young woman multiple times before attacking three more people nearby. He then went outside to the library plaza, where he stabbed three more people. Bandaugou admitted in the statement of facts that he didn't know any of the people he attacked. In the letter, Bandaugou's mother wrote that she is not using his mental illness as an excuse for his actions. I don't pretend to know your suffering and I have so much sympathy for you, Bandaugou's mother wrote, addressing the victims in her letter. Quote, I have so much sadness at the thought that you all suffer as a result of an event that should have never happened. Bandaugou also addressed the court on Friday, acknowledging the pain that he has caused his victims and apologizing to them. Dressed in a dark blue suit, facing the judge and speaking French in a quiet voice, Bandaugou said, It's hard to find the words and the phrases to explain why I did what I did. He described how he started doing crack and crystal meth before coming to Vancouver, consuming enormous amount of crystal meth in Toronto. When he took drugs, his self-destructive nature and darkness was amplified, he said. My nightmare became that of others. Their lives have been forever marked by this tragedy and I am the one who is solely responsible, he said. An extraordinary woman is no longer a part of this world because of me. For all those who knew her, I am so sorry. On Thursday, Rivard said Bandaugou understood his actions but could offer no motive for the attack. Adding Bandaugou doesn't have a clear memory of his actions that day. The court heard two psychiatric reports that showed Bandaugou has an antisocial personality disorder, with elements of psychopathy, characterized by having little remorse for violent actions or empathy for those he hurt. In court this week, two victims described Bandaugou in their victim impact statements as a monster. Bandaugou has a history of violent behavior, according to information presented in court, including a prior conviction for threatening to stab two strangers in Manitoba. Because Bandaugou has pleaded guilty to a charge of second-degree murder, he will receive an automatic sentence of life in prison. Eligibility for parole under the Criminal Code of Canada can range from 10 to 25 years in prison. As part of a joint Crown and Defence submission Wednesday, prosecutors and defence lawyers have asked that Bandaugou not be considered eligible for parole for a period of 15 years. Justice Jeffrey Gall said Friday he will deliver his final sentencing decision August 31. This week, several victims of the stabbing spree have described the impact of the devastating attacks in court this week in victim impact statements. The mother of the young woman who was killed, whose identity is protected by a publication ban, described how her daughter's death had shattered her family's lives. Her mother-in-law also described watching her son lose the love of his life, just as the couple were planning to build a life together. There are no words to describe the devastation this monster has caused to so many people, she said. Suzanne Till, a single mother of three children, described being rushed to hospital for emergency surgery and losing an eye following Bandaugou's attack. Her children are worried whenever she is away from them, she said. University student Emma Henderson described suffering panic attacks and being shocked by her own appearance in the aftermath of the attack. Outside the court on Friday, Crown Prosecutor Jean-Benoît Deschamps said he hopes the court process will help the community move forward from the tragic events. What we've seen with these 3 days in court is what an emotionally charged situation it has been, and continues to be, he said. Rivard said the unanswered question of motive for the attack is really hard to explain, but that Bandaoghi had acknowledged the destruction he caused. The reason he ended up at the Lynn Valley Library seems to have been coincidence, said Rivard. Bandaoghi was homeless at the time and, he got on public transit. He ended up at the end of the road and that's how he likely was in North Vancouver, said the defense lawyer. Prosecutors declined to comment directly on the statement by Bandaoghi's mother that he had tried, and failed, to get help for his mental illness and drug addiction. I can say that in my review of matters, the impression that emerged was that it was more a matter of Mr. Bandaoghi never wanting to avail himself of any of the assistance that was made available to him, said Crown Counsel Daniel Sedlox. Deschamps said it is clear that Bandaoghi is still a danger. Jay Said at nsnews.com, twitter.com/Janizid.